Welcome back. Notorious MMA Podcast is here again. It's been a little while, but we are back to build up to UFC 216. Tony Ferguson versus Kevin Lee in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm joined as always by Leo, Paul, and Eric. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Cool, man. Glad to be back.
And let's do this. Let's get straight into it.
You're brand new, kid. You haven't earned the right to be in this division, but I'm granting you an access pass to get to the interim title.
I'm the one giving
you an opportunity.
Who are you talking about?
I'm giving you an opportunity. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? Even if Connor doesn't defend or vacate, I don't really give two fucks. Nobody wants to fight. You're the only one that wants to fight because you think it's the easy route. Buddy, you're going to go back to top 70 when I'm done with you. You know what? I might even make you verbally tap. I've never done that to somebody. I might just stall you out, put you on foot on all fours, put your hand behind your back like a police lock, and beat you like the thug that you are.
Main event, interim lightweight title. Tony Ferguson versus the Motown Phenom, Kevin Lee. Big fight, but obviously Kevin Lee, number 7, you know, he's getting this kind of title shot because there isn't a clear number one contender available at the moment.
Yeah, big fight for him. Mm. Definitely the biggest of his career against the most talented guy, Tony Ferguson.
Sure.
Kevin Lee, great win against Chiesa not so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Tap out, but a very controversial tap out.
Yeah.
What did you guys make of that?
Yeah, he was out, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? He was out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a tough one, though. I mean, we've seen situations where he didn't tap out. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, and he was saying that he's a black belt jiu-jitsu, and, like, he was trying to roll into Kevin Lee to get out of it. And you could see that it was actually true. But whether or not you could still get choked, you probably could be because he had it so tight and he's a strong guy.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, obviously that was a good fight. I would have liked to have seen a rematch between those two. I think it's a little bit deep.
Yeah. But what do you think about Kevin Lee over people like obviously Diaz?
That's what I mean. And considering that he's been boosted, so I mean he's got a good fight. I think he's an exciting fighter, and I think Dana wants to put on an exciting fight. He knows what Tony brings to the table. Tony doesn't mind.
And what can you do with Khabib out on the shelf? Eddie Alvarez is going to fight Justin Gaethje from the Tough Show. So I guess, Eric, they had to give it to Kevin Lee.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, originally this was planned in November for Khabib, but Khabib couldn't make it, apparently.
Sure.
So Shelby was trying to get this fight, and this is the fight we've been wanting to see for a while. It is truly the number one contender fight at that weight class is Khabib versus Tony Ferguson, but it just seems like Khabib can't get his shit together. And what can you do? We can't just keep waiting. All the Conor McGregor antics have already put this weight class on hold, and like, we can't just not continue. Do you know what I mean? So fair play to Kevin Lee. Is he getting a title shot a little bit early? Possibly. I mean, he's won 9 out of 10 fights, so you can't argue with the streak. But
he's on a tear.
Yeah, he's done
well, but he hasn't got that many names. He hasn't beaten that many names. So he is getting this title shot probably a little bit ahead of time.
Mm.
But fair play to Kevin Lee, man. He's been battering.
I feel like he's been improving every fight.
He's proved that he can take the fight anywhere. He's got really good ground submissions. He can stand. He's athletic. He's strong. He's a hungry, upcoming fighter, he could pull an upset.
Sure.
We've seen worse in UFC. We've seen worse upsets, so it could happen. But he's never fought anyone on Ferguson's level. He's just complete elite fighter.
Not even close.
And this is a risky fight for Ferguson to even take. So in a way,
it's like
Ferguson saying, "Look, man, I shouldn't really even be taking this fight, but I will just to prove I can want to be active."
He has to be active. Yeah, everyone else is matched up or Khabib's out. Yeah. Conor is still making his mind up, so...
Well, and that's it. And the winner of this, why not, gets Conor? Because Tony's been sitting waiting around. It's Khabib. Yeah. If he was ready, then it would be okay.
But... Yeah, and even if they don't get Conor and Conor decides to do something we can't even dream about, the winner of this is going to be the legit champ when Conor vacates that belt, if he does. But I'd like to think Conor will come back and pay his respects and defend at least once his lightweight belt. But that's another...
That's what we're hoping for.
We'll find out, obviously, in the coming weeks, hopefully. And, but yeah, I think this is going to be an absolute war. 5 rounds.
Yeah.
Like, will Kevin Lee come out to Motown music? We'll find out on Saturday.
Yeah.
But Tone...
Yeah, just to go back to Kevin Lee a little bit, man. Even though he might be getting his touch of it early, he's a stud, man.
Yeah.
He's an absolute pure athlete.
Yeah. Eric, what do you see as his key to victory for this fight if he's going to win? What does he need to do?
Wrestling pressure. He needs to be on Tony Ferguson. He needs to be grounding him, like, just constantly on him, putting all of his body weight, all of his athleticism right in Tony Ferguson's grill.
But can he do that for 5 rounds?
No, he definitely should put it on him right at the start.
This is what we're saying. It's a big test.
You've got to save your energy as well. Yeah?
We know Tony can go. Like, so if you can't finish Tony, we'll see. But he is well-rounded. He's got submissions on his record.
He's good. He's good on the ground. I think that's the key. I think he doesn't really want to be standing too much with Tony Ferguson.
Yeah.
He wants to be closing that distance, clinching, taking him down, grounding and pounding, submission attempts.
And he actually matches up quite well. He's got 1-inch reach advantage on Tony. He's usually the lankier, longer fighter.
Yeah,
and he's not too short, so he should match up quite well.
I think size wise their height looks pretty similar, and I'd say Kevin Lee looks like the stronger guy. He's more muscly, I would say, but Ferguson's probably got the speed and the skill,
and we know he's got the cardio. Maybe that extra muscle might slow Lee down later.
Yeah, it could be. He's never gone 5 rounds before, and Tony Ferguson's just got all the experience in those big money fights.
Yeah, man, he can just
shatter. That's true. I think that's key. Tony Ferguson can do 5 rounds. Kevin Lee looks really good over 3, but we don't know if he can do 5.
Yeah, especially when you're the bigger, musclier guy, you tend to tire out, for sure.
The counter of that is Tony Ferguson. I think he needs to be creating space, isn't it? He needs to be using elbows, knees. When he's on the ground, he needs to be throwing up triangles, omoplatas. He needs to be very, very active.
And keeping the fight at his pace and his control, and bringing it to Lee and trying to put Lee in uncomfortable situations.
Yeah, he needs to use his movement, get around him. Kevin Lee proved he's got a hell of a choke on him. If he could grab his back, then he's got a really good chance of beating Ferguson, I think. But it's getting that back is very fucking hard, man. So
it's going to be a high level fight, very high level.
It should be a pretty fiery stare down on Friday at the weigh-ins.
Yeah, Kevin Lee's a very fiery guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, he creates that tension between people.
Tony's already picked a fight with Fabrizio Verdum this week, so he ain't taking shit off this little guy.
Later, buddy.
Later.
Hey, have fun fighting my undercard. I don't understand you. What the fuck are you talking about? Shut up before I ankle pick you. Anyways. Caralho.
Yeah. He's always just so disgusted, Tony Ferguson, with like the disrespect of these other guys. Just like, I'm going to school you, boy.
Yeah.
This is another level.
Kevin Lee and Tony Ferguson have some of the worst trash talk. They're fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Well, at least he hasn't resorted to insulting his mama yet. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah.
Sorry, just an interesting backstory. These two came from the same college. Mm. Wrestled in the same university.
That's mad.
Same coach.
That is mad.
There's a lot of local bragging rights here, man. I mean, I think this is one of the reasons the fight was made.
Okay.
Do you remember when Kevin Lee beat Chiesa and Tony Ferguson was interviewing him? Kevin Lee was like proper starting a fight with him, and it became this whole hilarious public spat.
Yeah, that was on Fox, right? With the headphones.
That's it.
I'm pretty sure I'm the one that lifted him in the air, so I don't see how he's slamming me if I got him on my shoulder. I mean, can we put a real journalist on? Before the fight, you were saying I had my left hand down. He was gonna hit me with the right hand, and he's a southpaw.
Hey, buddy, you better get it didn't even make sense. Man.
So I mean, let's throw on another a real journalist. I don't even know if he really watched the fights or. Oh! You think I train over at Mayweather's gym doing boxing only, you know, or not doing wrestling? I don't understand it. So let's
look,
go.
Man,
throw
one
back
thing
on
I have to
Bryan
say is, look,
to you,
congratulations to your fight, but you're calling out Khabib. You're just like Ala Kinta. I can't understand anything that you say. All you're saying is just a whole bunch of hoopla.
Yeah, but I'm fighting.
You need to get
you know,
in line.
Al ain't,
you need to get in line, son.
Al ain't fought
you need
in
to
two
take
years,
a ticket,
you know,
and you need to bleed a little bit. You need to go through guys like Edson Barbosa, Rafael Dos Anjos, man. You're just barely
yeah,
breaking into
it,
this whole
Yeah, but you're talking
thing.
To somebody with more...
All you're doing
you,
is this,
you,
man.
You're talking
you
to somebody with more fights in the same amount of time
right
as you.
Here. Especially elbows and knees and kicks.
Palms, I'm going to come at you with everything else because I got elbows, I got knees, kicks, I got a head, and I got ears. I got... It don't matter. I'm going to hit you with... I don't care. I'm going to hit you with anything I got.
And so these guys actually come from the same college, same wrestling team, same wrestling coach. I think they're like 2 or 3 years apart. So it's going to be personal.
Mm. So yeah, great main event. Look forward to and
the winner gets Connor. Maybe
we'll see what the
should
future
do,
holds.
Should do. You'd hope so. But if not, like you mentioned, Leaky, you got Gaethje and Eddie Alvarez fighting. So
and if not,
a contender there.
Yeah, and if not, Khabib is going to be back in a few months. We hope so. So whoever Khabib fights is going to be awesome. Like if he fights the winner of this or whatever, he's still ranked number 2 or 3. So
yeah,
what can you do?
It's a hell of a weight class. It's a shame it's been on hold for so long because there's a lot of really exciting fighters there.
Mm.
Yeah, probably the most exciting in the UFC at the moment. Yeah, we've got McGregor in there. We've got all of these elite fighters. It's got to be.
For sure, money.
So, moving on to the co-main event. Mighty Mouse still can't quite top that card. He defends his belt against the Taz-Mexican Devil, Ray Borg. This fight was put on hold from last month to 2015. What happened, Ray Borg? Did he have the shits or something? What happened with him? He pulled out last minute, right? He was sick.
Not sure what it was, but yeah, he pulled out.
And DJ was going to break the record, Anderson's long-standing record for defending a title. So he wants to get this over and done with. And this is 5 rounds as well in the flyweight division. What do you think, guys? It's back on.
Yeah, I think for me, this is a stepping stone for DJ, really. He's about to make history. I'd expect him to win this fight. I think he's gotten so much better with every fight he's got, and he's gotten more confident and quicker at beating people. So I kind of feel like this fight's made for him, although I think Ray Borg is a great talent. I'm just not sure he's at the level of DJ at this point of his career, at the top of his game, you know? What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, it's a tough fight for anyone, but we just got to see what Ray Borg has really got in the tank later on. You know, be experienced, don't throw out too many shots. And DJ obviously is the favourite. But look, we've got to see what happens. Ray Borg's got some power in those hands, and I think it's always worth going, you know, trying to catch DJ. Why not? You're in there, you got to try. So,
yeah.
You know. He's got
I don't think it's an easy fight. And like we know, DJ's just trying to get that final win. I don't think he'll hang around too long after this, and hopefully we'll see him move up and fight a bantamweight.
Yeah, hopefully. There was that fight with TJ that was lined up. If that could happen,
still
I think that would be worth happening.
Still good, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, DJ's just looked amazing, man. I would be really surprised if he didn't win this for me.
And he's going to want to go out there and put a stamp on it. He's sick of being co-main, like, you know,
yeah,
shit like that. So he's going to want to go off and show that he is probably the best pound for pound ever, potentially, if we're going by weight.
Yeah, it'll be a while until we see someone on a tear like this again.
So. Could he possibly one day knock on Connor's door in a catchweight fight?
No, I think there's too much difference there.
Yeah. Connor would rest his balls on his head.
Well, I don't want to disrespect the Taz Mexican Devil, but I'd have to agree with Leo. I mean, not only is he probably not on Mighty Mouse's level, but who is? Who is on Mighty Mouse's level?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
He literally has taken it to the next level, man, in terms of being an all-round MMA fighter. He can just do it all.
Yeah, but we have seen Matt Serra come in against GSP. We all know it can happen.
Of course.
We all know a right hand, you know.
It can happen. And
that's why, yeah.
He's very durable. He's very young. He's much bigger. He's got
And he's got good striking.
His striking's alright, but he's better on the ground. I just think Mighty Mouse, he's just got way too much for him. And unlike GSP, he's incredibly focused. He doesn't take any fight for granted. Every fight he looks better.
And he's trying to finish
Mighty
people.
Mouse is looking like the perfect MMA fighter, to be honest.
He's finishing people now as well, you know. You can't say he's never boring to watch anymore.
Yeah, I mean, most flyweight fights tend to go the distance, but he's doing it another way. He's tapping people out, knocking them out, TKOs, KOs. He's doing it all. Like, he's really good.
And he's fought everyone. Like, you know, he's been around and given, like, the division a chance to catch up to him. And other than John Dodson, who you know, gave him a bit of a fight, he obviously had that guy who stepped in that time.
Yeah.
From the Tough show.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's still won every round almost, you know.
Yeah.
I think Dodson caught him, didn't he?
He's cleaned out the division.
Yeah, so he's going to have to get caught to lose because he's just too damn good. So it's another... It's good it's bumped up this card a little bit by being postponed. So I'm glad we're seeing it now.
Yeah. So what do you think? If we assume he wins, does he become the greatest ever?
Well, he'll have the record of defenses
record,
in the UFC, which is insane, of 12, I believe, or 11.
11, yeah, he's on 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just insane.
Yeah. In terms of paper, yeah, he would be the best. Like
on that division, at the end of the day.
But
it's
in terms
not
of excitement and fighters that we love to see, he's not there.
You can still say who the, you know, obviously the argument is like Jones and Anderson, best ever.
Yeah.
It's like the people they have fought, you know, whereas he's been miles ahead of people in his division.
Yeah.
They all fought killers and ex-champions. You
exactly,
know?
Yeah. You want
it's
to
a
see
much real, dangerous weight class.
You want to see real wars where people go at it and then they've gone through like the worst and make a comeback and win. You
but
know?
Then is that his fault? Because he's so far ahead. Can you blame him for that? Like, you know. But like we said, it's just like the division is quite new. Obviously, we didn't have this
weight
years ago.
That's the other side of it. You can argue it's an easy division because it hasn't been around as long.
Absolutely.
So fair play to him, but maybe not the best of all time, but currently, obviously, with Jones out, the best pound for pound, you got to say.
Yeah, he ain't my favourite fighter, far from it, but when I look at him, man, he's perfect. There's nothing he can do.
He's got everything.
There's nothing he can do.
Only thing he's lacking is a good head of hair.
And a bit of personality, man. He's a fucking gimp, isn't
he? Well, he's just a happy-go-lucky guy, and I think I don't know.
He's a gamer.
I'm glad he just kind of does his job. He has spoke out a couple of times, but to be fair, he fights who they put in front of him, and he's not, he never pulls out, do you know what I mean?
Well, he turned away the TJ fight, didn't he?
He did, but that's because that would be out of his weight class, and he wanted to set the record, so fair play to him. You know, he's a gamer like me, so he wants to set a new record on the fucking game.
Yeah, I can understand that too, but he's also
Anderson,
the world champion.
Anderson Silva fought two times in light heavyweight during his defences.
Amazing, yeah, I loved it. But I think DJ wants to get this one out of the way because he knows it's kind of in the bag at this weight. When he moves up, he is going to have some tricky fights because people will have weight and height on him, like, which will be big. So
power,
you know what I mean? So I think he wants this out of the way. Not that Ray Borg's a step over. Like, he's a solid, solid guy. Great record. So he wants to try and get this one out of the way and then get the big money fight with TJ or the winner of Cody TJ, obviously. It's Cody TJ, right, next?
Yeah.
Should be, yeah.
Yeah, so but the winner of that, you know. It was just that TJ was going to step in for Ray Borg and he didn't want to do it on a day's notice.
And also, let's be honest, he is the most notorious small man in the world, Mighty Mouse Johnson.
It doesn't get much smaller or notorious than that.
Think about for height stats of sports and stuff. I mean, he's up there as like one of the smallest guys to achieve so much. Manny Pacquiao, other people that small to achieve such height.
Mm.
Messi.
But what about like that?
Rossi.
But what about that dwarf guy who was in like Lord of the Rings and X-Men?
Well, yeah.
You know, he's made a lot of money and he's smaller.
Well, then, he's up there as well. Yeah, that's what I mean. They're all up there, the smallest.
Yeah, I mean, Mini-Me, you still see him on those commercials and stuff. So, he's living off Austin Powers.
Yeah.
notorious small men that succeeded in life.
That, you know, they're thinking of making like a cartoon out of him. I've seen it, you know, the Mighty Mouse. It's quite jokes.
So moving on, probably the fight I don't know we might most be looking forward to.
Oh, I'm most excited about this one for sure.
The heavyweight showdown between a pissed off Fabricio Werdum and Derek the Black Beast is back out of retirement.
Oh yeah,
he's been helping people in Hurricanes Lewis.
Yeah, man, he's been training against Hurricanes recently.
He's been fighting Hurricanes in preparation for this.
Well, and he's also been just relentlessly posting funny videos to social media.
Mate, he is a hilarious guy, man. He is fucking hilarious.
It was a nice touch what he did out in Texas.
Yeah, man. So anyway, how do we think this fight's going to go?
He was talking about retiring at one point.
He did retire. He's back out for this.
Yeah.
He said he was going to get married, right?
Yeah.
And, but yeah, this is just a big fight. A lot on the line here. Because Black Beast lost against Mark Hunt, was it, in his last fight?
Yeah, I think that was his last loss.
And no shame in that, but he didn't really show up. And like he said, he probably has already had one foot out the door thinking of retiring. Or just having amazing sex with his fiancée. Building up to the wedding.
Yeah, he was talking about retiring, but I think that was just taking the loss badly from what I saw. It seemed like a bit of a reaction to that.
And he did say he wanted to just spend some more time with his family.
He had some rough fights and knocked out everyone. He had four or five fights a year.
And then when the going gets tough, I'll take my ball and go home.
That's it, man, yeah. He's been working his ass off. Now he wants to sit at home and play PlayStation like Mighty Mouse, you know what I mean?
Yeah. At least Mighty Mouse, you know, fits in a workout every day.
Do we think Werdum is... Do you think he's at the level of Werdum?
No, I don't, man.
Definitely not ground game.
Yeah, me and Leo were talking about this. Werdum is an absolute killer. And Beast, obviously we don't know what was going on personally, but I think he's knocked people out, solid fighters, but not at this level.
That's the thing. I think Derek Lewis is difficult to fight stand up for anyone. Mm. Like, if he lands on you, that's it. Like, if he lands that hand on you,
and like,
you're going to be out. But if it goes to the ground, what's he going to do? He's a big, fat, heavy guy. He's not going to be able to fight Fabricio Werdum, a world-class jiu-jitsu guy. He's going to break an arm or something, you know, if he goes down or a leg, more likely.
And
Verdum's going to long out this fight to take advantage of that and just be wary of the big shot in the first couple of rounds.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
He's going to be hard to...
It'll be interesting if Fabricio wants to stand, because he is confident with his stand-up and he's got reason to be.
But we've seen him get knocked out before. Yeah. And it's like, he doesn't want to take that risk, but at the same point, we know him against Mark Hunt. He was jumping through right hands to land a flying knee. So Werdum is going to be up for this, and he wants to put a stamp on it and show that he should be fighting Stipe again. It's just a great fight, Eric.
They're both coming out of a loss, though. You know, Werdum looked pretty pants against Overeem.
Sure,
very, very tentative. It was a poor fight, but Werdum kind of gave that fight to Overeem by just doing nothing the first two rounds.
But he came on in the third, yeah.
Oh, man, he had Overeem in all sorts of trouble.
I know.
He left it too late, didn't he?
Or the fifth or whatever.
I think we're going to see a really pissed off Werdum.
Yeah,
Tony Ferguson didn't help, and Tony Ferguson rubbed him up the wrong way. So he's already fired up. He had to apologise to the LGBT community.
What did he say? He said a homosexual slur or something.
He called him gay or something, then, I guess.
Well, yeah, so like in Spanish and Portuguese, maricón actually means homosexual.
I heard that, maricón, and I knew it was something.
But the thing is, to be honest, the way that Spanish and Portuguese people use the word maricón, it's like pussy.
Yeah.
More than gay.
Yeah.
So it is a little bit different. He wasn't trying to say you're a homosexual, just trying to call him a pussy.
Yeah.
But not that I'm defending his comments, of course. But anyway.
You've never used the word.
Should probably will come out blazing, because he's got a chip on his shoulder, man. He should be very angry. So I think Black Beast better be, you know, coming in there ready.
Whoa.
I think the Doom's going to be guns blazing.
I was going to mention as well that Leo mentioned Black Beast, if he's taken down by Werdum and worn out, what your preparations for that would be. I would suggest, because he comes in as a strong guy usually and is prepared for just a stand-up war with most people he's been fighting, if he takes a little bit off, slims down a little to have energy in
Beast.
The later rounds, yeah, because Verdum's plan is probably going to get him down and wear him out. And so why would you come in all extra too big and heavy, strong?
Yeah,
definitely. I would just say that's a game plan before the fight about weight and stuff.
I don't think
Verdum, we'll see if he does it. You know?
I don't think Verdum gets near the 265 limit. I think he's a 230, 245er at heavyweight. So I think Beast will be the bigger man. I can't see him slimming down too much, especially after that honeymoon. But it'd be interesting to see if he comes, if like you said, if he comes back with some fire about him, and he has worked on his cardio,
and he has been
and his ground game. He does have good takedown defense.
His defense is absolutely solid. He proved that on a few fights. I think big ones were like Roy Nelson. I think he did a really good defense on that fight. So if he can still do that, and I believe he was good at getting to his feet as well when he went down.
You can always get back up and reverse it.
Yeah, but the thing is, Fabricio is a next level to what he's ever had in that area as well.
Exactly.
So it's a real challenge for him, and we have to see if he can pull it off against someone on Fabricio's level.
I think he's a big underdog in this one.
Yeah.
He should be. And just to reiterate the point, the time is now for Verdum. He can't be like wasting any fights by having shit shows like against Overeem. There's no time for that. He's not getting any younger. He needs to get back to title contention, man. He can't be taking fights lightly.
Yeah, Verdum was impressive when he showed us he didn't just have the submission skills, but he could knock people out and he could stand the trade, and he's got heart and he's an exciting fighter.
Sure.
Black Beast comes and puts it on from the go.
Yeah.
You'd like, this is going to be a crazy
it's
fight,
gonna be
surely.
Wicked, yeah.
It's
going to
be
Verdum likes
fight.
To come out with something crazy.
Yeah.
So.
For me, Derek Lewis is the most exciting fighter in UFC.
Yeah.
Like, when you see his fight, you know it's a war and there's going to be a knockout somewhere.
Sure.
You know, so.
He best not be trying to throw them head kicks like he did against Mark Hunt.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Like
someone as big and heavy as that cannot be throwing head kicks that often. Maybe like once in a while when you get an opening and you're sure. But,
and then he's got to pull his shorts up afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So yeah, big fight and big potential for Verdum if he does win this to get that title shot.
Yeah, and Derek Lewis, where does that put him if
he
wins
right
this fight?
Right up there,
yeah.
Right
he's
back
a real
up there.
Contender if he wins this fight.
Yeah, big implications, boys. I mean, we know that there's going to be the Overeem and Ngannou fight. And Stipe's kind of sitting there waiting for his next challenge.
Kane's in training, yeah.
I mean, who do you reckon, boys? Who should be challenging Stipe next?
Well, I think it depends on timing. The winner of Overeem and Ngannou, and if Verdum wins this, doesn't take much damage. Maybe he could get a fight with Stipe. But I think Kane.
I think Overeem's before him. He should be. Yeah.
Velasquez, I think, has to prove himself before getting a straight title shot.
Everyone wants to see it, though, isn't it? He was the guy.
Yeah,
to
he's
beat.
The guy to beat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the next fight might be Overeem Velasquez. I think.
No,
I think it could
be
Stipe
Velasquez. Title shot. I always wanted to see Verdum Velasquez the rematch.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. We could get that, and Overeem gets the title shot, or Ngannou gets the title shot. We could have a whole new guy.
Yeah.
If he beats Overeem, he's on a run. So,
it's getting exciting. It's getting exciting, that division.
Or Stipe, like, you know, maybe he might want to fight DC if DC wanted to move up.
Yeah, DC's talking about a super fight or something to go in there. But
that's going to shake up everything. The heavyweight division's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, DC cleared out the heavyweight division. It was only because of Cain Velasquez that he went back down and then he became champion there. So why not come back and just go for that belt again?
He said recently he had a few options coming back. And it was obviously, you know, that fight with Jones, no contest, and he's moved on now and he's got his belt back, but there isn't a clear contender at light heavyweight, you know.
Yeah.
There's still Gustafsson. Yeah.
And,
has
you know,
Gustafsson, man. Gustafsson looks shit hot.
Yeah. Well, that could happen. That could happen. But it's a big money fight for both champs to be like, well, let's just fight each other.
Mm.
You come up here and we'll make a shitload of money.
Yeah.
So.
And I always thought, you know, if DC had to fight John Jones again, maybe he should try to do it at a heavyweight or a different weight.
Maybe
he's more comfortable, then he might feel more comfortable and win the fight.
Could be, yeah.
But, I don't know.
I have a problem with giving a title shot to someone coming off a loss or a no contest, whatever you want to call it. He's got to win a fight before he fights for the heavyweight strap, my opinion.
No contest.
Yeah, he's got to win a fight. actually.
Yeah, he beat Rumble Johnson in his last fight.
No, he didn't, mate.
I was there, mate, but it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Check the record, dude.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, big
fan. Concussed, anyway. He's got to recover, man. He's got to heal up.
Yeah, and especially on the desk with Biscuit, he must have a fucking headache every day. But yeah, big fight, heavyweight division, loads to play for. The fight obviously was cancelled between Paige VanZant and Jessica Ai. So unfortunately we don't get to look at that. But in the first fight of the main card, we got Benil Dariush versus Evan Dunham. And this is kicking off the main card, the classic battle, you know, Hulk Hogan, Sergeant Slaughter. We've got Iran versus the USA. what do you guys think? Should be a decent opener, obviously not the best fight.
I think it's good. Dariush, he's really good, man. He had a good fight with Edson Barbosa and he gave him a run for his money, man.
Solid all round.
Solid, yeah. His stand-up is great, I think. And he can mix it up, he can take it to the ground. He's great there as well. But Evan Dunham, he's been around for a long time. He's got the experience. But for me, I prefer Dariush in this one. I think he's got the edge. Uh-huh. He's more up and coming. He's stronger.
Definitely.
What about you guys?
Yeah, it's another fight for Dariush to keep moving up, get into that top 10, and start getting some big name fights. Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's Evan Dunham always comes to give the fans a little fight. Yeah. So yeah, Dariush, he's positive, looks for the knockout, he's got good striking, so I like him. And we'll see what happens in this one.
Should be a good scrap. Two very durable guys. Evan Dunham, like, is a throwback to like old UFC kind of fighters where they can do a little bit of everything and they have a lot of heart and they don't mind biting down on the mouthpiece and just scrapping. You underestimate Evan Dunham at your peril, man. He's hard to put away. And he just keeps on coming, man. And he can do a little bit of everything. Dariush is talented, yeah. I mean, this should be a very, very good fight, I think. And it's not an easy one to call.
No. Be interesting to see our picks on that one.
Mm.
But yeah, that should be a good fight to start the night on the main card. But few good fights on the prelims and fight past this event as well.
Yeah,
we've got Notorious's favourite Lando Venata back on the game, man. Bobby Green.
Should be a fight.
Should be a good one, yeah. Couple others, yeah. Will Brooks versus Nick Lentz should be a fun fight.
Yeah,
we've got this Pearl Gonzalez, this chick with the attitude.
Oh,
she's back.
Yeah, she's cool.
And yeah, some decent ones. So
Brad Tavares, my boy, man, he's moving on up.
Like Tavares versus Talis Latus, who's still going. I don't know how.
Yeah, been around for a long time.
Yeah, that's middleweight, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he needs to be put into retirement.
Yeah, John Moraga's fighting Bibulatov. Some good fights. We don't have to listen to John Anik or Todd Grisham, so looking forward to Joe Rogan, DC, whoever's doing it. Should be good.
Oh, it will be John Anik, won't it?
He's always there.
Yeah, but he kind of keeps out of the way when Joe's there with his mate DC, like, you know.
Yeah, he just has the awkward little word in between.
Yeah, he still makes it annoying, but they kind of put him in check.
Yeah. It's better, isn't it? He has to say less things.
Yeah. I'm sure Joe's giving him little kicks to the shins under the desk.
Just giving him the look the whole time. And yeah. Look of disgust every time he opens his mouth.
I am not impressed.
But yeah, can't wait. It should be good.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Notorious! It's time again for Notorious Predictions. Very important time for these this week with Eric. Eric creeping up on my heels. I guess you could call him the interim Notorious Prediction Champion. So you a bit nervous, Eric, coming into this one? There's a lot on the line.
I won't accept your interim belt, but after this event, I'm pretty confident I will be the true Notorious MMA Prediction Champion.
As always, the champ goes first.
Could this be the last time?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna continue with my method that's been working. So, and that's picking the guys who are gonna win.
Oh yeah.
And in the main event, Tony Ferguson, Kevin Lee. I'm gonna go for Tony Ferguson by KO in the third round, boys. Laying down the marker like that. How's it going, Eric?
Got me by a round. I think the same thing. Tony Ferguson KO, but in the fourth.
Okay. So you see it going the same way. Leo?
Okay, yeah, you know, I hate to be annoying, but I definitely see Tony Ferguson winning this. And I think most likely by TKO. But I think I'm going to go mix it up a little bit on this one. I'm going to go with KO Ferguson in the third round as well.
Good choice. Paul?
I like to do things naturally. And
like what?
You know, I naturally want to say Tony, but it's a knockout fight. I think Kevin's got some good hands, you know. And you know what? I'm just going to be different.
Motown.
I'm going with Motown on this one. Motown knockout.
Hey, you'd catch up some points on us.
KO round two. It's going to get hot and heavy in those first couple of rounds. I guarantee you that.
Co-main event. Mighty Mouse against Ray Borg. And I see this going. I can't see Mighty Mouse losing it. A Mighty Mouse decision clinic where he just like gets a perfect every round.
Perfect.
And tries to go out in style. 5-0. Unanimous.
That rolled around my head a lot as well. I feel it's maybe the safer choice. But I think there will be an impetus from Mighty Mouse to want to finish this fight. I'm desperately trying to put a proper stamp on this. And I think Ray Borg hasn't gone championship rounds and he will fold late. TKO in the fifth, Mighty Mouse.
Ooh,
in the fifth.
Tactical.
Okay.
Dramatic as always. Leo.
Yeah. I'm going to go with DJ, but I think he gets it done a bit earlier. I think third round. I'd see him doing a submission in the third round.
Okay, submission.
Yeah.
Paul?
Mighty Mouse.
Shocker.
TKO, third round.
Okay.
Well, you're going to go Ray Borg for a minute there.
It was close. I was thinking about it.
Gone Motown. I might as well play something safe.
Next fight, we have Verdum versus Lewis. Like we said in the analysis, I feel Verdum is a step ahead, and I feel 3 rounds. Verdum might want to get a finish in this. Might be hard, but that's the question. Will he finish him and how? I think he will get a late submission. I'm going to go 3rd round Verdum submission. Eric?
I'm hoping and also thinking he will come out fast, and I think Derek Lewis just won't have the stamina to keep up with Verdum. And so I was thinking 3rd as well, but TKO.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going to stick with Verdum as much as I'd love to go for Black Beast. You've got to be smart about this, and I think Verdum is going to win by submission in the 2nd round.
Parley?
Tough one. Tough. I've got to go with my boy though, Derek. He is my boy. I love the way he fights. So I'm going with him, knockout, round 2.
Wow.
Things get hot and heavy with him.
Another hot and heavy fight. Okay, next fight. We've got Dariush versus Dunham, kicking off the main card. I'm going to go for Dariush on this one. He'll get the decision against Dunham in 3 rounds. Split. I think this Dunham could put up a fight. Split decision, Dariush.
Yeah, it's a good shout.
Eric?
Yeah, it can go either way, but my feeling is Dunham's going to get the W on this one. Decision, unanimous.
Leo?
I'll go with Dariush on this one. I think TKO 2nd round.
Cool.
Dariush, decision, unanimous.
Wow. And Fight of the Night picks, boys. Few contenders here, as yeah. always, in the fatter than I category. I think Badum Lewis has potential for fireworks, and that's got to take it from me ahead of the main event, even though the main event's going to be insane. Badum Lewis, I think, could be back and forth, knockdowns, crazy attempts at knees and flying kicks.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
So I'm going to go with Lewis. Lewis and Badum. Eric?
I'm searching further down the card for what's going to be the true fan of that.
Me.
And that's going to be the cult hero Lando Venata against Bobby Green.
Nice. Cool.
I'm going with Derek Lewis and Badum on this one. So that's the one I'm most excited to see.
Copying think, a lot of my picks today, Leah.
Hey, we just agree on a lot of these, man. I think we talked about them earlier and we kind of had the same kind of thinking around these. We both love the Black Beast.
It's all right with me, mate.
It's a good fight.
The yeah. conspiracy going on, teaming up over there.
Nah, man, we're just... You know, I told him my thoughts, so he copied them and went first. That's why he was so keen to go first today.
I can believe that.
I'm happy someone is finally going to put some pressure on Eric, like, you know, and have him looking behind him rather than ahead after this one.
Fight of the night.
Fight of the night, Paul? Anyone that stands out to you? 50 grand on
the
night.
Do you know who's fighting, Paul?
Fight of the night, for me, has got to be... It's an easy one. Black Beast.
Black Beast, okay. So
it's the only one he can remember.
That wraps up our official predictions. We'll see how it goes on Saturday, and can't wait for this event.
I think this is a bit of a sleeper card. I think there's going to be some exciting fights coming out of this event here.
Yeah. For sure. Probably be back next time for 217. Madison Square Garden, big event.
MSG, baby.
GSP is back, boys, against our boy Bispin. Definitely gonna be getting levered up for that one.
That's gonna be insane. Could be fight of the year.
Yeah, Ioana versus Namagujas, bantamweight title fight as well. So
insane.
We're all excited and we're all glad to be done with another podcast. See you soon. Like and subscribe. Tweet us some questions. Tell us you love us. See you later. For more of our podcasts, check out our YouTube channel, Notorious MMA Podcast. Also find us on iTunes with the podcast app and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.